It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the Motherlode Roundup is just a few weeks away. It's a big event always in Tuolumne County. It falls on Mother's Day weekend this year, May 10th and the 11th. There are also events on the days leading up to the parade and rodeo. Joining us in studio today, we have a panel from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse who puts on the Roundup each and every year. We have Mike Seuss, Tim Orpard, and Dan Dernal. Thank you all for coming in today.
Morning, BJ.
Good morning, BJ. How are you this
morning?
Doing great.
Good.
Dan Dernal, I'll pose the first question your way. You know, how is the Motherlode Roundup planning coming along?
Well, it seems like we're right on track, as usual. Looks like we're going to have another grand event this year. A lot of new things that Mike will be getting to here real soon. Additions and improvements, and a lot of exciting things happening this year.
Mike Seuss, you're the general chair. I'll go over to you. You know, tell us about planning for this year's Roundup.
You know, we've got such a great team around us, from Dan Dernal, Tim Orpert, and the rest of the posse members. We're just moving right along and expecting a bigger and more successful year this year. And planning couldn't have gone any smoother than it has in the past.
Tim Orpert, anything you'd like to add about planning?
Let's get ready to rodeo. Let's get ready to do it.
The time is almost here.
Yes, sir.
So we'll get a little bit into the rodeo itself this year. Dan Dernal, what can you tell us about what's new and exciting this year at the rodeo?
Well, basically, being so we are a PRCA-sanctioned rodeo, well-recognized in the state as a spring rodeo tour participant, our usual professional events will be back again. Everybody usually wants to come back, and we're hoping to get some more top-notch contestants this year. The extreme bronc rating will be starting off our event each day as usual. We've got barrel racing. We've got, you know, your typical bareback riding, saddle bronc, calf roping, or tie down, they call it, steer wrestling, team roping, and, of course, the bull riding. Everybody's lined up. We have our returning contract personnel coming back. J.J. Harrison will be our clown funny man again. We've got Tim Bridwell, the Bridwell Pro Rodeos, will be our stock contractor. Again, everybody, like I say, everybody loves to come back, and they're looking forward to coming just as much as we are looking forward to them being here.
Definitely a community tradition. Mike Seuss is going to have some extra eyes and national TV attention this year?
Yeah, we're going to have some extra eyes and national TV exposure this year. One of the things the posse has been working on for the last about 2 years now is we've been in negotiations with the Cowboy Channel, who will be here on both Saturday and Sunday. It sounds like they're going to put us on their app on Saturday for our performance, and then on Sunday, it sounds like on Mother's Day, we're going to go live on the Cowboy Channel.
The Cowboy Channel, is that something, do you know, you have to purchase, you know, a stream or that type of thing for it?
You can either purchase it through your streaming outlets, or you can also, if you have Dish, Direct, whatever, cable TV. I don't even know if they have cable TV anymore, but it's all accessible through your TV, and it's going to be a huge event, not only for the Sheriff's Posse, but it's also for Tuolumne County as a whole and the city of Sonora.
Yeah, it's obviously an exciting new thing for the community. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all came about? You mentioned 2 years in the works, so it's probably a pretty big lift.
Yeah, it was a big lift, but we had a great team working on it the whole time. Guys like Steve Oliveira, Tim Orpert, Dan Dernal, myself. And we were in negotiations, and finally when we got to Vegas this past year, we were able to sit down with Kevin Kersey of the PRCA. And we were all informed at that time that we had the Cowboy Channel coming to hang out with us that weekend.
Roundup always draws, you know, a lot of top competitors. Do you think adding this element will even increase the competition?
I think with the, yes, I truly believe we're going to get some bigger names coming out here. We've even increased our purse for the rodeo this year. And with the increased money and the Cowboy Channel coming out, I think we're going to see some bigger names coming out here, and we're looking forward to it.
Jim Orpert, anything you'd like to add about the rodeo or the Cowboy Channel coming?
I think this is extremely exciting for the community to showcase Sonora, California, Tuolumne County. Our partners, of course, the city of Sonora. We can't do this without our sheriff, David Vasquez. He's been a tremendous help in accumulating or acquiring, I should say, what it takes to put on a production, such as having TV come and be able to stream it live. We had to reach out to him and get some accommodations from him, and it's worked out really well for us. So if we can get everything to work out, and it looks like it's headed in that direction, and with all the meetings and the contracts and the paperwork that's been done, it'll be a success, I believe. So it's our first year, and hopefully everything goes off without a hitch and gets to showcase some of our local. You know, we just completed our local signups this morning. So anyway, we're trying to make sure our locals get showcased and some of the folks in Tuolumne County that support us. And I think Cowboy Channels in Teton Ridge has reached out, and we're going to be good partners, and hopefully we get this set up for the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's great. You know, for anybody who's not familiar with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, the group that puts on the Motherload Roundup, I'll pose a question to Mike Seuss. Both of you guys can jump in, or all three of you. You know, what is kind of the history and the role of the Sheriff's Posse in the community?
I'm going to go ahead and pass that one off onto Dan Dernall. He's kind of the elder statesman here. So,
thanks, Mike.
Well, this is going to be our 66th Motherload Roundup. And before that, there was other variations of Tuolumne County Rodeo and whatnot. What it does is it brings a economic boost to our county that is uncomparable to other things. We basically call it a county reunion because it's on Mother's Day weekend, and you'd be surprised how many people come home. All the hotels are filled up. The restaurants are booming. It's just really a very well-enjoyed event for our community, family members, and tourists. Actually, we get calls from many, sometimes countries, looking for tickets to come to this because they're in the area. So it's just a very historic event that we really enjoy putting on.
Tim Orpert, anything else to add about the role of the Posse and what you do in the community?
The Posse has a deep, rich trail in the county, if you will. There's a lot of founding ranchers, and it was a husband and wife, you know, that basically they had four of them that started the organization. And I don't want to go into names and stuff because I'll butcher that up. But to make a long story short, there's quite a few people that have started this organization and kept it going throughout the years. And to keep turning in from a rodeo to an event, this is an event. And just it happens to be the rodeo. So, you know, piggybacking on that, as far as it has a lot of deep history in the county, and to keep that tradition alive is what we're trying to do.
You mentioned Tuolumne County Sheriff David Vasquez earlier. Is he directly tied to the Posse too?
He is basically our boss, if you will, if there is such a thing. We're a volunteer organization, but at one time, you know, they reached out to the Posse to do some kind of search and rescue type stuff, more searching than anything due to horses. And David Vasquez attends our meetings probably 99% of the time. Other than that, he's definitely out doing outreach into the county. So, but he was just at our meeting the other night, and what a tremendous man. Well-spoken, and he's very approachable to us if we have any questions, and he kind of guides us a little bit, you know, on things that are coming up and running our organization. So big, tremendous help.
You take a break. We're talking with a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We're previewing the upcoming Motherload Roundup. It always follows on Mother's Day weekend, this year, May 10th and the 11th. We're joined by Mike Seuss, Tim Orpert, and Dan Dernall. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the upcoming Motherload Roundup, always on Mother's Day weekend this year, May 10th and the 11th in downtown Sonora and at the fairgrounds. There are also events in the days leading up to the parade and rodeo. Joining us in studio to tell us all about the activities, members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, we have Mike Seuss, Tim Orpard, and Dan Dernal. Tim Orpard, I'll pose next question to you. The parade is always a huge homecoming and celebration downtown. What can you tell us about what people can expect this year?
Well, normally Jim Opie puts on this parade, and he gets right out there in front at 10 o'clock and runs everybody right down Main Street with the lead of the Sonora PD as a partner in all this. So at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, be ready for the parade.
So all kinds of people.
All kinds
service
of people.
Groups, usually some politicians mixed in.
Yeah, usually we have a little bit of everybody. Some of the local dance crews get in there and go up and down the bands, and it's pretty good turnout. I mean, it's always been hopefully the weather holds out for everything, and we do have a good event planned as far as the parade goes. I know you can still enter if you have a float or some kind of thing you're going to sponsor, and applications are available online if you need to go ahead and get that going.
Mike Seuss, any tips for parade watching? Get there early or anything like that?
I'd get there as early as possible. Make sure you got plenty of fluids in you and make sure everybody stays safe out there and just enjoy the festivities of the entire day.
You know, another big event traditionally is the band review. Tim, is the band review coming back this year?
Yes, it is, BJ. Wednesday, May 7th at Sonora High School band review. Showcase the bands and stuff so we can have a continuous motion parade that was started out several years ago. And, you know, so all these schools, they have pretty good bands. So if they can sit there and, you know, showcase their talents, it's pretty good for the young men and women of Tuolumne County and local area.
You know, Mike Seuss, what can you tell us about the people who are running for Queen this year?
Oh, the people that are running for Queen this year, the young ladies, their names are Bailey Stepp and another young lady named Addison Rose, and they've just been doing a phenomenal job for us. They're out there selling tickets, doing a heck of a job. And if you're still looking for tickets, you want to get the pre-sale tickets, find those young ladies and purchase as many tickets as possible.
And Tim Orpert, where's the Queen Coronation going to be this time?
Queen Coronation and the Calcutta are set up for Black Oak Casino. We're going to have that in the ballroom at the hotel, and that will start at 4 o'clock, doors open, 5 o'clock the Queen Coronation, and 6 o'clock the Calcutta will begin at that time. Bojo Dittler, he'll be back this year, and I'll have JJ Harrison, our rodeo clown. He will be also they will be the auctioneers this year again. So a big shout out to Black Oak Casino for allowing us to come up there, and they're a good sponsor for us. And I have acquired a sponsor, Oscar Martinez Bail Bonds, and a California Fighting Championship. Oscar reached out, and he's going to sponsor the Calcutta up there for us. And so it should be a good time for all. Everybody's welcome to attend. We'll have hors d'oeuvres and just have a good time and come up and buy a team and support our local scholarships. So,
yeah, it's always a popular event in the community, so don't go to the Posse Grounds this year. Make sure you go to the casino.
And make sure you go, yes, make sure you go to Black Oak, to the ballroom. It is not in the casino itself, so we can have our, make sure everybody gets to attend that wants to participate, and nobody gets kind of left behind out there.
So if you've never taken in the Calcutta, what can you tell us about what people can expect?
Well, we have 20 teams to bid on. And it's a lot of excitement. A lot of people, you know, some people buy one or two or three teams, and some people get in with four or five different people and buy a team, but anybody can buy a team. We're going to do something a little different this year. We have bidders numbers. So when you come in, you get a bidders number, and that way it'll streamline the process a little bit. But we're going to do 20 teams. We'll auction them off. And then at the very end, I've had a belt buckle made specifically with the Motherload Roundup insignia on it, and it'll showcase, you know, as we've done in the past, is we try to do something to just donate to somebody or to an organization. And this year we're going to donate to a cancer organization that provides fuel cards, different amenities for people and stuff like that that need assistance. So we're going to donate that money, the money from the buckle, to that organization.
That's great. Dan Dernal, I know I've seen you at the Calcutta over the years. Anything else you want to add about the Calcutta?
No. Well, basically, like Tim says,
the auction takes place, and it's basically under our competitors that are in the calf scramble, and it's more or less you're bidding on your team that's going to win, and it's just an exciting event.
And then, Mike Seuss, I'll go back to you. Every year I know the Posse gives out some special recognition to people in the community. What can you tell us about the people being recognized this year?
We have three great people being honored this year. First one is our Mother of the Year, which we've done, I think, ever since the Posse has been in place. This year we're going to honor Jackie Campadonica as our Mother of the Year. one of our other awards we have going out this year is our Grand Marshal. And that's going to a gentleman named Mike Johnson, who's was an integral part of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse for a long time. I know helped me out a lot when I first got in. And then our third one is our Top Hand, and that's going to Bojo Dittler. And if you're from Tuolumne County, you know how much work and dedication and volunteerism that Bojo has dedicated to the youth of the community and to all the organizations. So we're very honored to have those three individuals this year as our award recipients.
And then Coyote Sam making a reappearance this year?
He made an appearance. He made an appearance and screwed up the whole town. And, Mongo stole a couple pizzas again, so you got to watch out for that guy.
I didn't want to bring up Mongo. Nobody likes that guy.
No, nobody likes him.
And Dan Durnall, we talked a little about the rodeo early on. Anything we missed in regards to the rodeo?
Well, I've got quite a bit of information here I'd like to pass on just to show recognition of our partners, I should say. Besides Bridwell Pro Rodeos, we have got many professionals that make this event recognizable. If you go on the TV and watch some of the Cowboy Channel, you'll see a lot of the same people on TV in the Western United States that you'll see right here in Sonora. And you'll actually hear the Motherlode Roundup mention on these broadcasts and other partner rodeos throughout the United States many times. It's just a great big conglomeration of people that make this event happen. Besides, like I said, Bridwell Pro Rodeo, we've got Michael Dwyer, who's our sound person. We got Jody Carper as our announcer. We've got J.J. Harrison, which everybody knows is our clown barrel man. We got Josh Derries and Shane Jennings are our bullfighters. We've got Molly Twitchell and Sharon Jones back, and Tracy Mitchell as our secretary. Molly and Sharon are our timers. And again, we'll have Bob Marriott and Matt Twitchell coming back as our pickup men. It seems like when you have a partnership like we have with these personnel, they always want to come back.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the Motherlode Roundup. We're previewing the big event that is coming up Mother's Day weekend, May 10th and the 11th. This Motherlode View show airing on Saturday and Sunday morning. If you are listening on Saturday morning, a reminder, the Great Steak Barbecue and Gun Raffle is going to be coming up at 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon at the Posse Grounds. Tim Orpert, anything you want to add about that event that's coming up?
Yeah, BJ, like you say, we're going to do signups. We're doing them right now as we speak, I guess. And then we're going to go ahead and have a barbecue, Great Steak Barbecue that evening. And then there's also a band playing. And it should be a good time for all. Come on out and enjoy a steak.
And that's coming up 4 p.m. at the Posse Grounds if you want to take part. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We're going to have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're previewing the upcoming Motherlode Roundup, a community tradition in Tuolumne County. It's held on Mother's Day weekend this year, May 10th and the 11th. Also, several events leading up to the parade and rodeo. We've been talking about the Calcutta, also the band review. Joining us in studio, we have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We have Mike Seuss, Tim Orpert, and Dan Dernal. And go back over to Mike Seuss as the general chairman. What are some of the other events that are going to be taking place that we haven't highlighted yet that weekend?
Well, on Sunday, we're going to have a breakfast that's going to be put on by the Girl Scouts of America. That'll start at 7 o'clock. We also have Rick Holliday from the Cowboy Church is going to come down and give us a nice service at 10 o'clock. And then the Kitty Rodeo that day starts at 12:30. And then all the fun and spectacular events of a PRCA rodeo starts again at 2 o'clock with our Mother of the Year being brought in by Stagecoach at approximately about 1:30, 1:45 to start off the rodeo.
I heard there's going to be some new merchandise this year. Is that true?
Yeah, it's a new venture for us this year. You may be seeing some new hats walking around town. We got some Motherlode Roundup hats that we stole some ideas from other rodeos and brought it up to here. We're going to have some hats, some vests, and some hoodies. And we're looking forward to having the whole town, whole county represent Motherlode Roundup. That'll be located inside the arena for people to purchase. And the other new thing that we're doing this year, right next to our merchandise booth, is we're going to have an autograph and selfie booth where you can take that merchandise over and have you know, our contract personnel, Jody Carper, J.J. Harrison, even those bullfighters, Shane and Josh Darius, will be signing autographs and taking pictures with all our local public here.
You mentioned a lot of the Sunday events. Those that Saturday morning opening ceremonies is always pretty cool, too, isn't it?
Oh, it always brings a tear to my eye every time I see that grand entry. It's just a great event.
You know, some events historically kind of come and go in communities. The Roundup still remains strong after all these years. You know, I might go around the table over to Tim Orpert first. You know, just your thoughts on the importance of keeping an event like this, you know, going and active in the community.
Well, BJ, I think that in my mind it's tradition. Let's start there. And it's good to keep tradition going. And having the parade, having kind of a community gathering, if you will, and everybody come down to the rodeo and enjoy 2 days of fun. And I always say that nothing says I love you and happy Mother's Day like rodeo tickets. So anyway, I just kind of like to keep that going. And we go around, you know, throughout the year we go to different parades and grand entries. And some of us go to quite a few rodeos. And you try to see what works and what doesn't work. And right now we're just trying to improve the Western lifestyle and keep it going and make sure we don't lose that. Because, you know, the folks that come here, we're weekend warriors, and we know that. But, you know, the people that do this for a living, we try to do what they want us to do and put on a pretty good event and try to make it the best we can for the county and the surrounding area.
Mike Seuss, anything you want to add about the importance of keeping this event, you know, strong and going?
You know, for me, personally, growing up here in this town and seeing this event happen back in the 80s and 90s and leaving for a while and coming back, it holds a special place in my heart and a special place in my, you know, in my family's heart. You know, in regards to my sister was a Roundup queen. It's pretty much inbred in us that this is what we do on Mother's Day weekend. And it's just a hell of an event for everybody in the community.
Dan Dernal, I've been doing these Motherlode Roundup shows, previewing the Roundup for about 18 years. I think you've been in just about every one of those, so I know it's important to you. You know, what's your thoughts on just the importance of keeping this event going?
Well, just like what Tim says, it's tradition. It's our county heritage. Just take a ride out any of these backcountry roads and see the cattle grazing, especially during these spring months where the grass is plentiful. And it's the Western way of life. It's our heritage. And like we've discussed many times, is we try to just keep that going as long as we can, which, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be forever.
Mike Seuss, I know you have a lot of sponsors that help put this on, put this event on, and it also plays into economic development. You know, what can you tell us about that?
You know, we can't do this event without the generosity and of all the sponsors in Tuolumne County. This community really comes together strong for us when we go out there and want to do something as big as this. If you don't mind, I'm going to list some names real quick. Black Oak Casino Resort. And Chicken Ranch Casino, both partnered up and with this event. Local internet company, Level One Design, Embers, the city of Sonora, Tuolumne County, Sonora Ford and Subaru, Leslie Heavyhaul, sorry, Preston, for mispronouncing that for a sec. Adventist Health was another big sponsor of ours. And as Tim had talked about earlier, Oscar Martinez, Bail Bonds, and CFC California Fighting Championships has really stepped up big for us. And that's not to take away from our other sponsors, but without everybody in this community, we wouldn't be able to put this event on.
And Dan Durnell, how about one more preview of the rodeo, the Saturday and Sundays, and then anything else we may have missed about that event?
Well, yeah, besides the top-notch PRCA rodeo and contestants we have, we do have some local events that we is a tradition for our rodeo we like to put on. During the performances on Saturday and Sunday, we do have calf scramble and mutton busting, which consist of our locals. That makes it kind of fun. And on Sunday, our 12:30 kitty rodeo, the events we have there are stick horse, boot race, and the kitty adult calf scramble. That's always a crowd pleaser for the families, and you won't believe how many grandmas, grandpas, and aunts and uncles and siblings are in them stands watching that on Sunday. One other thing I'd like to talk about is our special event this year is Cody Bradford with Quanta Company, and they basically are known for sponsoring students in lineman schools. So they do have a 6-team wagon they'll be using in the arena, and they'll actually be in the parade with a 4-man team. And another thing that, you know, it always happens, Coyote Sam, he caused a ruckus in town the other day, as we know, and because of him, we do have a treasure hunt, so be watching for that.
And then Mike Seuss, remind us again on tickets. You mentioned get them from the Queen candidates, but what are the other ways you can get tickets?
You can purchase tickets, obviously, from the Queen candidates, which we would really encourage you to do. But also you can purchase tickets at the gate the day of the rodeo.
Well, again, the rodeo is coming up May 10th and the 11th. Any closing comments that the three of you would like to make? I'll go around the table one more time. Tim Orpert?
Thanks, BJ. You know, I just would encourage everybody to come out to Calcutta and support these calf scramble teams. The purse is going up again this year. Like I said, Oscar Martinez and CFC Fighting, they sponsor this event, so I'm able to get buckles for both days. So you give out two buckles Saturday, two buckles on Sunday, and then we're gonna increase the purse money once again. So you know what, young men and women, come on out and sign up. And hope you're down there signing up right now, and we'll have a good time.
Dan Durnell, how about you? Final comments?
Just would like to invite everybody to come out again and enjoy the heritage that we have here in our county and these professionals and locals, and just really enjoy a good weekend.
Mike Seuss, you're the general chairman, and giving you the final word this morning.
Thank you, BJ. I personally want to thank the community, Sheriff Vasquez, as well as the search and rescue team for providing us the opportunity to bring in the Cowboy Channel. They've provided the equipment. I also want to thank all our sponsors. Personally, I want to thank the men and women of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. Without them, this event would not go on. And the other people we need to thank also is the families of the posse members. You know, there's a lot of sacrifice over that weekend, but it's all to honor not only the tradition, the heritage of rodeo, but it's also to honor our mothers, too, as well. So with that being said, I just want to thank everybody in the community for allowing us to do this. And it's just turned into a great event, and it's going to get even bigger.
Well, thank you guys and all the other members of the posse as well for putting on this event every year. Today we've been talking with Mike Seuss, Tim Orpert, and Dan Dernall, members of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Again, the Motherlode Roundup coming up May 10th and 11th in downtown Sonora. If you missed any of the show, you can find it archived in the media section of mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.